Live from Next Gen Studios, this is The Sports Page.
Good evening and welcome to The Sports Page. Evening, whatever time you're listening to this, it's just evening right now. I'm Ashton Nix. With me as always, Chris Robb. It's night where you are too in Chicago. We're actually in the same time zone. North Texas, you're in Chicago right now. Coming back to Dallas this weekend.
Went to the Cowboys game. Yep, Cowboys Bears. I'm excited. I haven't been to a Cowboys game, and it's probably been like 10 years or something like that. So the last time they played the Bills, I don't even remember who's quarterback, but yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait.
That wasn't a Thanksgiving Day game against the Bills, was it?
No, it wasn't on Thanksgiving.
That wasn't a good game.
We won. I remember Romo was playing, so it was long ago.
Yeah, I haven't been to a Cowboys game, I guess. I mean, I went to the Thanksgiving Day game the year they opened, so I guess 2009.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was weird. Other than going on a tour with my son because we were bored, I've only been to the Cowboys stadium 3 times, and that was all within a week and a half. Saw a couple of college football games, and the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving. Ever since then, even, I live 15, 20 minutes from the stadium.
Yeah.
It's just, NFL is one of those sports, it's way more fun to watch it on TV.
You think so?
Well, maybe the $70 parking, the tickets I set, or the seats I sat in were, I didn't have to pay for them, but they were like $150. Way up. A lower row, but it was at the top level.
That's what you're saying, yeah.
Like, you could get Mavericks and Rangers tickets for $130 a ticket if you get bad enough seats, but Cowboys, there's not. I had a blast doing it. You catch yourself watching the Jumbotron lot more than you should. But I think it is just because the dialogue, I don't know. I guess it depends on who's calling the game, but I enjoy watching it more in person. I can't say the same thing about baseball. I love watching baseball on TV, but baseball is way better in person. And hockey is, because I find, unless it's playoff hockey, I find it boring unless you're there. I would say basketball is probably about the same. I don't know. I've only been to a few basketball games.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like you get caught up in the fact that, you want somebody to, I guess, be broadcasting. That's why some people wear, headsets and radios listening to the broadcast while they're watching it live. So, I mean, I understand that. Like you said, basketball is probably the same for me. It is a little weird, though, seeing, like, watching the game and not hearing, like, Tony Romo or somebody on the, broadcasting the game. But,
it's like that for me with Madden, too. I played it a couple times. It'll be a glitch, and there's no announcers.
Oh, yeah, there's no announcers.
This is
like
so weird.
Freaking out a little bit.
But I can't imagine. I don't remember a time where I was at a professional sporting event and there was some controversial thing happening and nobody knew what was going on. For the most part, I guess if you're a normal fan, if you care, you understand what's happening. But I couldn't imagine certain, Dez caught it. Situations
in real
like that
life,
where
yeah,
you're
real,
there
yeah.
and
oh,
yeah, the ref explains it to you, but the commentators break it down and
the slow mos and all
and seeing replays. And even then, I guess if you're at the game, you didn't really see the replays with Dez. You're like, okay, it was a close call. They're gonna go try to hurry up and call it and get the next play going so they can't challenge it. And then you're like, oh, damn, whatever. But on TV, I guess you watching it before they called it incomplete. It was probably a lot more shocking because you got to see the replay and you're like, that's definitely a catch.
That was tough. Yeah. No, I definitely agree. I agree.
Yeah. Now that I've give everybody a traumatic experience, I made them relive that. Dez caught it. I might as well bring up Nelson Cruz missing the catch in game 6. I know that hurts. Thank you. If you are still listening, if you haven't said screw this guy,
turn it off.
I appreciate you listening. However you're listening, if you're listening to us on NextGen Media podcast, or if you're watching us on the Let's Talk Sports YouTube page and on their Roku channel, thank you. We appreciate it. Again, I'm Ashton here with Chris, and we kind of already talked about a little bit, but we have to start this episode off talking about the Cowboys. Really ugly game. Final score was probably exactly where we thought it was going to be. Maybe the Cowboys scoring a little more. We knew Dak was just going to be off a little bit. We knew that we thought at least that their offense would be a little more conservative now that you saw what they could do with the defense and Cooper Rush. And now, hey, Dak's a little better than Cooper Rush, so we can still hold back and use him if we need him. But man, that was an awful first half to watch. Even though Dak was like 10 of 12 or something, he was very accurate.
Yeah, it was accurate. Yeah, he was just, the little dink and dunk stuff. But no, it was, I figured they were kind of script to where they would try to get him just, get him a rhythm or, try to get him some completions because, against Tampa, he really didn't complete anything. And then, coming off of however many weeks he's missed, I think they were definitely trying to get him, get him some completions going.
Yeah, and we knew we were going to see it. We saw it go one way with, I don't know if you call them Cooper Rush haters and Dak haters. Like, I'm not on one side or the other. I think Dak's a better quarterback, clearly. I never thought there was a quarterback controversy. Like, as soon as Dak's ready to come back, he's going to come back.
Right.
But clearly there was a line down the middle with some fans. And when Cooper Rush threw three interceptions, it was like, see what happened? And nobody really came to his defense. And then when the Cowboys offense started off horribly against the worst defense in football, you saw it come back a little bit saying, see, we should have let Dak rest. He's no better than Cooper Rush. And it's hard to defend it because of the audience. At this point, if you think Cooper Rush is the same option as Dak because Dak sucks, then there's no arguing with you. You're not going to change your mind. I can't say, well, there's going to be Russ. There's this, there's that. It doesn't matter. You have your opinion. But I was getting a little worried thinking, okay, is what we saw against Tampa Bay the same thing what we're seeing here? Clearly, Dak, someone doesn't just forget how to play the position. But there was some worrisome there. And I guess to some extent, if a scale 1 to 10, if I'm sounding the alarm about 6 or 7 after that first half, right now I'm probably a 2 or 3. Still haven't seen Dak how he was before. He had incredible throw to CeeDee Lamb, spot on, and even a good one to Noah Brown. I know a lot of people wanted to blame Dak for that fumble because, if he'd have just thrown it in his chest, he wouldn't have had to go up for it, do all this, whatever. I liked what they did. I guess I can say that now because they won the game. But going into halftime when they were down 6-3, I wasn't thinking we need to change things up. I'm like, running game's going okay. Let's keep at it, which they did, and it turned out to be a great day running the ball. And we need to get Dak in a rhythm, and he was. He finished. He had a great game. A 103 was it 103, 106 passer rating, which is right up there with Cooper Rush had. Cooper Rush did great for a backup quarterback to do what he did.
He's probably one of the better backup quarterbacks in the NFL. So especially what he's shown.
And that passer rating was the same, around the same as what Cooper's was his best game. Other than that, he had like a 70, a 90, a 90. Stuff like that. So when you're arguing is Dak sucks and he has the same quarterback rating as the guy you were just praising,
right?
Then, I get it. He makes a lot more money. That's an irrelevant argument. It doesn't matter because you can't do anything about it. You can't cut Dak, keep Cooper Rush, which even if you could, that's not the right answer. But let's talk about the rest of the game. Finish your thoughts if you have any more on how Dak played and then we can move on.
That was just exactly what I thought. I thought he was going to come out and they're trying to get him, get him going. I knew it would be a slow start. It was his first, three and outs. His first two drives, was it of his career or since, I was like, since 2019 or something like that. A wild stat.
Which I think that's the year they didn't have Dez and they went and got Amari Cooper.
Right.
That's when they started off 3-5 or something.
Yeah,
something.
before that, yeah, they were trying to play receiver by committee.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I mean, it was a typical game. I thought he, was going to start slow. He did. And then, kind of picked it up in the second half. And, they just were just more talented than the Lions at the end of the day. They, that's just what it was. They are more talented on at pretty much every position. And it kind of just showed throughout the game. So,
Yeah, I wasn't overly worried about that game. They were down 6-3 in halftime. I'm like, they'll come back. Over the long play, they're a better team. It'll show. They'll make adjustments. It's the worst defense. A pretty decent offense. Pretty good offense, although they were shut out the week before. But before that, they were top three in offense. And I wasn't worried about that because we had such a great defense, which showed they only gave up 6 points.
Yeah,
Ben
five
not
turnovers or
broke.
something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy because there were a couple of drives that they let him drive on him. And I thought, okay, they're a little overmatched. But luckily we have Micah Parsons who comes out of nowhere and takes him out at the 1 yard line when everyone's kind of like, okay, he scored. Let's slow down. And you're thinking, okay, that's what you want to see, but they're probably giving up the touchdown. And then the very next play, DeMarcus Lawrence, I guess it's a strip, not strip sack because it was the running back. I guess it was a strip fumble. I didn't see exactly what happened because of
It
everything
just
around, but you
yeah,
saw
they punched it.
the ball
Yeah, I
come
feel like
out.
yeah, he was running and then like the ball just fell. So I think somebody probably punched it out. That was a huge play. I had tweeted about that. I was like, that's
And
a
that was really the
big stop.
turning point of the game.
Turning point, yep, that was it at that
Their
point.
offense got going, and again, 24-6. That's if you told me before the game, like, okay, that's a solid game.
Yeah, that's a big win in the NFL. Most games are fairly close, within like one score, 10 points. So winning by 18, that's a pretty big win in the
Yeah,
NFL.
and they played against the Eagles. It was a close game, a close high-scoring game against the Eagles.
Exactly, yeah.
Of course, you'd like your offense to go better, but you have to look at how they play for the full extent of the game. Just like you can't say, well, they sucked the first half. You can't say, well, okay, if you break it down for just the fourth quarter, they played out of their minds and they're not going to do that either. You can't say, well, they got five turnovers. I don't know if they got all the turnovers in the second half, but it seemed like it was like that little bit of stretch where they scored three touchdowns. Just like you can't say that. You can't say, well, that's not how they are. They're not going to do that in that short of time. You also can't say, it's a long play over the full. I mean, when's the last time we said that was just a great 100, a perfect game all the way around through the whole game? Not very often. For our health, we like it not to be terrible and then great. Or, I mean, even the playoff game, they were down 17 points or 20 points or something, and they came back and they almost won the game. Or I would say almost won the game, but they were close. If they would have got that spike down, at least had a second, you're like, okay, they have a decent chance. Or on like the 37 yard line, they could do something. But that's the games we talk about. And if they would end up losing that game, the opposite, having a great first half and a terrible second half, we'd be having a different conversation. When in reality, it's like it's the same game. You're just switching them around. But fortunately for the Cowboys, their defense held up the whole game. It didn't always look pretty, but if you're going to give up 6 points, I'll take that all day long. Especially not a terrible offense. At least they haven't been all year.
Yeah, their offense isn't bad. Yeah, that's a great performance. I'm not sure if they're the best defense in the league, but they're up there. They're incredible. They're fast, strong, physical. That's a really good defense.
And that's why it's good that, I say it's good that Dak got hurt, but we saw what Cooper Rush was able to do, conservative play style. He didn't need to take over the game, but I wouldn't say he took over the games at parts, but sometimes he made really clutch plays. And he played out of his mind. He played up to his standard. I wouldn't
For
imagine
sure.
that you give him any other opportunity on any other team that he would play necessarily better than that. Now, Dak, a game, whatever you want to say, how his game was, 200 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions, pretty accurate. That's a good game. That's not a great game from Dak, as in the sense that that would be a great game for Cooper Rush, because we've seen Dak throw for 500 yards. We've seen multiple games where he's thrown for 400 yards. We've seen him throw for 5 touchdowns. We've seen this offense explode, and that's pretty much been the blueprint for the Cowboys for, I don't know, however long, even with Romo, is our defense just needs to be good enough. But now we have it reversed. Let's have
Yeah, now
a
our
top five
offense, yeah, that's
defense,
funny.
arguably top three defense, and let's let our offense be good enough, because we've seen with Pollard and Zeke, you have a good running game. I wouldn't call our offensive line solid or great, but maybe solid. Obviously, with a rookie at left tackle, Zach Martin not having his best year, Steele is having a great year. You're going to have fudge ups, but it's a solid offensive line that they can improve. And then give me Dak doing what Cooper Rush was doing, and games where you can't run the ball, let's see if Dak can take over. Because we've seen him take over. He didn't even throw that many interceptions, but he's somewhat of a gunslinger. He's got that mentality where we're going to put up 40 points, but we may put the other position in a team in a position where they can score a lot too, because we're not managing the clock. We're scoring really quickly. We'll win 40 to 27 or something like that. That was our blueprint before. Let's just score 30 something, 40 something points. And while I think this offense has the ability to score 30 points, maybe even more when everyone's healthy, because you got to get Dak back in the groove now that he has Gallup back, and the offensive line's playing well, and the running game's playing is doing awesome. Zeke's back too. It's a pretty good looking back. I think that's a blueprint. Just be good enough. Have a solid offense. Our goal is to score 25 points a game, where don't put Dak in those weird positions unless you just see it called for. Throw it deep. Just play conservative offense. Control the clock. Let your defense win it for you. And if you need to take it over, let Dak take it over.
I mean, I'm not the typical, this is the year type thing. I would say this is the best chance for them to make that jump. The NFC is, it's probably the most wide open I've seen it, and it's not like a clear cut. It's not just Tampa Bay anymore. The Packers are down.
It's
The
wide open, and here
are
that the
so wide
NFC
open.
East is
The
like, I'm not
best
even worried
team.
about winning the division. That's great. I think we'll split with Philly, but you still need Philly to lose a couple of games, and that's assuming we nearly went out. But right now, it's so wide open to get a wild card. If you can get a wild card spot, who are you going to play? Possibly Minnesota, possibly Philly, whoever
Both
comes out of the
beautiful.
NFC South. I'll
Yeah,
take
both
anybody out of
beautiful.
the NFC West right now if you have to
Yeah,
go on the road.
anybody. The South too. Like
Maybe
Tampa
not
there.
the Bucks, even if
Yeah, they are down right
Tom
now. Like
Brady
maybe I'm
doesn't improve much, but I don't want any part of Tom Brady in the playoffs. I don't want
Yeah,
any kind of
sure.
spark or what might happen to him. Especially if they make the playoffs doing terrible, you don't know what his motivations. I'm done with Tom Brady. I don't want to say he's done, he's old, which now it finally seems like father time's catching up with him, but I'm still not ready to make that. I'll go on the road and play
And they're still talented.
Seattle
And
right
they're still
now.
talented. I was just looking at, I'm looking at the standings right now. Like, I'm not really worried about any of these teams. I mean, I just feel like Dallas is just better than them. Honestly, the Rams are,
It's very
they beat the
early and
Rams.
It's
Yes,
very early, and you
early.
can't make the
Because the
tie-breaking
Commanders are,
decisions.
it's seven, three and four teams.
But I think you would play the Vikings right now. Philly
Yeah,
would get the
we probably
bye.
about
Well, no,
and
because
then
Vikings
we'll.
would have the two and then the third wild card team. So you would play
As of today, I think we
the
play
Rams
Seattle.
or Seattle.
The
Yeah,
Rams are
Seattle.
Seattle. Yeah.
And I'll take that. The
Oh,
thing
yeah,
you want to
I
do in
would
the
too.
playoffs is the worst quarterback, because that's where it really matters. Outside of Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, playoffs is where it matters when you're talking about quarterbacks. Because you've seen Heinicke not play great, but he's played solid for the Commanders, and then he gets the playoffs and can't do anything. And you then see the Geno Eagles Smith. last year played pretty decent. They make it to the playoffs. Hurts can't do anything. So I'll take Seattle all day long.
Not to say
that, hey, you're a game behind Philly if you're going to split with them anyways. Or, well, you're two games down technically. But they lose another game, you beat them, then we're into tiebreakers. It's plausible, but you're way too far from that right now.
Yeah.
But the point is, yeah, you're right. It's wide open. It's wide open. And when you're talking about playoff football, give me anything the Cowboys haven't been doing the last decade. Right. We're talking about grind it out, close games. And hey, let's back up a little bit. Nobody's saying Dak Prescott is Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or even Lamar Jackson, which is completely different players.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very talented player that has flashes of being, you know, top five.
He was the best quarterback in the NFL for a little bit of the season, like, you know, last year
up until he got injured.
Up until he got hurt, he was probably
MVP. He was an MVP candidate, and he finished the year with great numbers. He only had 10 interceptions. He had the most touchdowns in Cowboys history.
Yeah.
He puts up stats, and you can say garbage time stats, whatever you want. The point is that he has the ability to do that. Cooper Rush in a season long isn't going to put up. I think he might get a 300-yard game in there if he plays all season, depending on who.
He'll get hot one game.
But the thing is, when you're not airing it out, when you're not doing basically what the Cowboys have been doing this entire time with Dak, the defenses aren't going after him. They're not planning, okay, Dak's running this offense. Dak is the main component. We have to stop Dak or we aren't able to do anything. They were looking at, Zeke's not going to do anything. Let's just stop Dak. When you flip that and they're trying to stop the run, they're trying to stop conservative play call, then Dak can get out there and bomb it down the field for 40 yards. I know lately he hasn't been able to do that. But go back, just go to YouTube and look up Dak Prescott highlights. He's done a lot more than you think he's done. And what I'm saying is, if he can do that, he's capable of doing that. I'm not saying he's going to be MVP this year. I'm not saying he's going to play his mind out. I'm not saying that he's going to be the better quarterback in any matchup in the playoffs. I don't know. We may be having a different conversation in a few weeks saying he's turned a corner. He's back to the old Dak.
Right. But
what I'm saying is you have a good enough quarterback with an awesome defense. Cause you can't remember the last time Cowboys had a defense that you're talking about. The stats was 2014. When we were talking 14. About Romo finally has a decent defense.
And the MVP and decent defense.
Yeah, I think they were ranked like 8th that year they finished off. A great defense. Even last year, they had the 10th best defense.
Yeah, they weren't bad last year,
And when we're talking about, okay, just have a great offense and a decent defense, apparently it's not working because they had the number one offense last year in yards, in points, in efficiency, and then they had a top 10 defense. It didn't work once you got to the playoffs. There were a couple of times that frustrating, you know, Chiefs, Raiders, terrible off games. I'll say off games. They weren't as terrible, very frustrating. And then they put up 50 in two out of the last three games, although that was the Eagles' backup team. And then you had the Washington football team,
right?
Which is basically backup players. It was last year.
Yeah, last year.
But when you got to the playoffs, that blueprint didn't work. Mm-hmm. So you have the opposite. You have the ability to have a top 10 offense. I think absolutely with Dak and the way you're running, I think give them some time, they'll build back up to that. But now, right now, you have a number two defense statistically. And with Micah Parsons, how he's playing, and then you have all these other players just coming out of nowhere and stepping up. Now, whether it was because they had to step up because Cooper Rush was quarterback or not, it's beside the point. Mm-hmm. But we're going to find out on Monday. Or not Monday. The Bears just played Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah.
Not that I'm saying it should be a close game or a challenge, but when the Bears, when you score 33, it's not nothing to be gawked at, especially
especially against the Patriots.
Especially the Patriots, who just shut out one of the better offenses the week before in the Lions. So I don't know how the money line changed. I know the Cowboys were favored by 10 before that. I was probably pretty close to chalking it up to a win, but seeing how they played, how they started off slow against Detroit, and how Chicago beat down New England, thinking they should win this game. I'm not even saying it's a winnable game. I don't even think we're that far saying, well, it's a winnable game. No, it's way better than that. But I think you have to be on your game. You can't
see. Yeah, you can't go in there. Yeah. They. I probably watched almost all of the game, and like, you know, that Justin Fields is as dynamic of a runner at quarterback as, you know, there is in the league. He's, you know, he's fast. He does cough the ball up a lot though. So I feel like there are chances and opportunities because of how opportunistic the Cowboys defense is. I think they can get a few turnovers. They get a few turnovers and, capitalize off those. I feel like they can, you know, run away with the game, but if they go in and, you know, it's just, you know, just another, you know, whatever, they could lose. So, but I think they should win. I definitely think they should win.
Yeah, they should definitely be favored. No doubt. Oh yeah. But one thing that I wouldn't say worries me, but might be a concern, if Chicago looks at Philly's game plan with Micah. Now, Philadelphia didn't shut down Micah in any sense of the word. He still looked good. They neutralized him though.
Yeah.
When you have a quarterback with a running threat, with a threat of running, my bad, as Hurts is. And don't get me wrong, I'm not comparing Hurts right now, except in the sense that definitely mobile quarterbacks.
Oh, for sure.
When you have that run pass option and you make Parsons hesitate, you know, part of his strength is he's on you in 2 seconds. You don't have time to think. But when you have time to let things develop downfield just by making him pause for a second in a run pass option, that's what Philly did great.
Yeah.
If they can do something like that with Justin Fields, maybe they can get some, you know, some sense of that, what Micah Parsons did. But I mean, overall, outside of giving the defense short fields, the Cowboys played pretty good, played almost great defense against the Eagles. Like I said, there were
it was a good,
two they, really they, short they fields, well. And then a base. You know, they had it at like the 40-yard
line. Did they score at the second half, or was it like just 6 points?
They shut them out. No, they gave up a touchdown.
They gave up
20 points. Yeah, because it was 20, and they came back 20-17, and they had an opportunity to stop them and get the ball back, and they didn't. That's when you had the. The penalty in the end zone when he took.
Oh yeah, the penalty. Yeah, right.
They were frustrated because they knew, like, let's just stop them. At least hold them to a field goal. They could. They gave him the touchdown, and that was it. But basically, you 3 quarters of that game, you gave up 7 points.
Seven points.
It was great. But it was that second quarter that really screwed you. But there were instances where you had short fields, which the defense even held them to a field goal. One of those times, maybe two.
Yeah.
So the Bears offense is nothing like the Eagles offense.
Yeah. I was just about to say
that. But everybody's getting paid. Any given Sunday, everybody's getting paid. This isn't
right.
I was going to say Appalachian State, but that's not a really good, this could be Appalachian State. There you go. That's not a good, example there.
Yeah. I think, Eagles, the Bears don't have the Eagles O-line, you know, and Jalen Hurts is a better passer than Justin Fields. So I feel like if, you know, you get pressure on Justin Fields, it should be, you know, they do what they're supposed to do, what they've been doing all year. You know, I feel like it should be a pretty solid win, you know, because the Bears, they're not great. They have, you know, they run the ball fairly well, But they're, definitely a beautiful team.
So we might be talking about, man, I don't even know if the Giants, if they're on bye week or not. The Eagles were. So we may be talking about this week or next week an NFC East with 7-0 team, a 7-1 team, and a 6-2 team. Possibly. I mean, I don't think there's a team the Giants could play where I'm like, they're probably gonna lose right now, outside of the Chiefs and the Bills. I
That's
don't,
so that's
but if we were playing
hilarious.
the Giants next week, I wouldn't be worried. Which is weird. Like,
I
I
wouldn't
don't know
either.
how they're doing it. Watching their games, they're not dominant
They
in
play
any sense of the word.
Jacksonville. Wait,
Yeah.
no, they play Jacksonville. Let's
Yeah,
see,
they
did
did
they
play
play?
Jacksonville. They
They
beat
just
Green
play
Bay,
Jacksonville.
which Green
And then they
Bay, they're in a free fall.
Yeah.
Aaron
Okay, they
Rodgers may not
play
even have an opportunity to choke in the playoffs this year.
Man, yeah, they play Seattle at Seattle, so that should be
Okay.
a good
Well,
game.
still, still though,
Yeah, exactly.
I
I
think
wouldn't count them out.
they're in the both in the same position. Is I don't feel like it's real just because of the quarterback and in both situations. So I wouldn't be surprised if they win, but I wouldn't be that surprised if Seattle win, not because of how Seattle is or not because of how the Giants are that they win. I wouldn't be surprised if Seattle win because it's the Giants finally giving in, or I'm not surprised if the Giants win because it's finally Geno Smith show. I mean, they're 4-3. It's not like they're undefeated, but the Giants are 6-1, so it's a weird year where
It's a weird year in
Cowboys
Italy, yeah,
are
for sure.
relying on their defense and the NFC East is the best in football, and Tom
Wow.
Brady and Aaron Rodgers have losing records. I don't think Tom Brady's ever had a losing record this late in the season, or at all. He may
Yeah, I
never.
doubt it. Yeah, he never been to 1-2 or
Yeah,
0-1 or something. Yeah.
he's missed the playoffs once in his career, and they had
That's
like a
crazy.
9-7 record.
Yeah. That's a good stat. I'll have to look that up one day. Yeah, that's
We need to
crazy.
have an episode based on that, just the ridiculousness of time, because he's about to
Tom Brady.
pass. Now, keep in mind, this is regular season and playoffs. He's about to pass for 100,000 yards in his career, which I can't
Wow.
even. If, if
That's so many. That's so
I,
many
I like when
yards.
they break down, he has
Yeah.
three separate Hall of Fame careers all in one,
Wow.
and they may be doing four here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Before we end this, we need to talk about it because the Mavericks are doing good, and I had to check because during this recording, the Mavericks are actually playing. So I
Yep,
had to check
looking at it
just to
right
make
now, yeah.
sure everything we talk about isn't for nothing and we sound like idiots. Now, I don't know how this game is necessarily going other than seeing the numbers. But
Yeah,
the
I
Mavericks
watched
are
the
playing great
first.
this year. They
Yeah,
should be
they are.
undefeated. They should be undefeated.
Yeah, for sure.
But Luka's playing great even right now. As of right now, I don't know how the game's going to end. We'll be off air before then. He's having a great year, which isn't surprising, but putting up ridiculous numbers again. Probably going to put up 30 points again. I think he's
Oh,
at 20
easily,
something right now.
yeah, he's at 20 and not even halftime
Oh, it's not even half. I just looked 64 to
yet.
62. I'm like, oh, okay. Which is weird because Pelicans have Zion's not playing, and
Yeah, they came out fast. Yeah, I was just about to say that they whenever we hopped on, I think it was like 21-7 or something like that. So they blew it open a little bit, and I was, kind of, like, what's going on? Because, they were just hitting everything. Dallas was missing everything, but Dallas just tied it up. So, I guess everything's kind of leveling back out. But
And
yeah, they're playing
Christian
great
Wood
this year.
is, it seems like he's the real deal. I mean, we all knew, like,
Yes.
okay, he has the potential to
Yeah.
be a pretty good player. Assuming he came off the bench again tonight. I didn't, again, I'm not
Yeah, he
watching the
came off the
game.
bench again. He came off the bench,
So
yeah.
clearly, it's very early, 3 games in, but clearly sixth man of the year. He'll be in the
Yes.
mix
Easily.
there outside of
He had,
injury
yeah.
or just complete. And we knew
Would you
this was going to
start
happen.
him?
We knew he was going to be great.
Would you start him or would you keep him coming off the bench?
I mean,
He's
I'm kind
a
of a
good,
legacy
like,
and storyline guy. Like, if it's not hurting anything,
just
let's
let
just
it be.
pack on the awards.
Yeah.
Let's get sixth man of the year, because I
Right.
care
Six
about that.
million.
I mean, obviously people care about MVP, coach of the year, but I'm like, yeah, let's get rookie of the year. Let's get sixth man of the year.
Six men a
Those
year.
are great. And I think
He's 5 for 6,
Could be an
13
all-star.
points off the bench. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking all-star. You know, I
He
mean,
could be.
again, it's really early. He scored 25 the first two. He's averaging 25, 10 the first two games. Again, two games. But if he's averaging 20 and 8, 9, 10 rebounds, you're looking at a reserve player in an all-star team. I think.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Of course,
Especially the kid.
the West is, you know, pretty packed with superstars, but
If they're winning, if they because they have a really good team as far as like I don't really see much that they're missing. They're good defensively. They're, Dinwiddie's a solid guard off the bench. Christian Wood is a solid second best player. So I mean, if they're
with
winning and he's averaging 25 and 10, which I don't know if he'll keep up, but if he does, you can't not put him in the All-Star game yet.
We're talking second team NBA too with those. With the fan vote, I don't remember what percentage of the vote it is, but they're voting for the reserves. And if the Mavericks are relevant and doing great, there's plenty of people in DFW that will give them that
For sure.
nod. The same, that's how it works with the Rangers. If they're not doing great, you're not gonna get, you know, the eyeballs on the team, the attention, and being the fifth largest, we might have moved up to fourth largest media market in the country. But I just wanted to talk on this real quick. I know lots of people are, especially when the Cowboys are doing good, at least, you know, they have a great record. They don't shift over to the Mavs just yet, but you know, I follow, like, I'm even watching Stars games because they've been off to a great time. We're not going to talk Stars that much because, you know, I wouldn't call me a bandwagon Stars fan. I pay attention to them in general, but no, I'm no hockey expert
Yo,
whatsoever.
me neither.
So I'm not going to talk intelligently about them just yet. But I'm doing my research. But in general, you're not going to get a lot of eyeballs watching Mavs games, Stars games until the Cowboys just
Cowboy,
suck or the Cowboys are over. Unless they're really, really good, and we'll see how this is going, because close game, they could be 1-2 after this. But so far this year, looking great. All of our teams, I mean, we didn't even get to Rangers hiring Bochy. Is it Bruce Bochy or Bochy, however you want to pronounce it? I've heard it both ways. First manager they've ever had that has had World Series rings. There's a lot of exciting things going off with the major sports in the Metroplex. We could go all day. TCU has an
7 and
outside
0.
chance. Yeah, they're undefeated of making that playoff. I don't think they will. I think somehow they'll be kept out unless the top teams just keep losing and there's no other opportunity. And even FC Dallas, they made it to the second round. They made it to the Western semi before they lost to Austin the other night. Great overall. Man, we could just talk about every team right now.
Yeah, I'm
But
excited. I'm definitely, I'm in Chicago right now, but I watch every, Texas sports game I can. Luckily the Mavs are on TNT and ESPN a lot because of Luka, and then the Cowboys, they play everywhere.
Bally,
So
you can
yeah, and Bali,
purchase
yeah.
Bally straight. I mean, you can give them $20 a month and can't watch the Rangers. Hopefully that's going to change, but it's just Stars and Mavericks and Dallas Wings as well, which, hey, they made the playoffs last year too. They're,
They did
I
too,
don't know. They might be happening this year. But yeah, that's a tip. Definitely worth the Ballies because you have to have DirecTV to, and to me, it's not worth it, but whatever. $20 a month, Bally's definitely worth it to me to watch Mavs and Stars.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I'll definitely catch the second half after this show. But appreciate everybody for tuning in. Be sure to follow us on social media at Sports Page Radio and watch us on the Let's Talk Sports channel. I'm Ashton with Chris, Rob. We'll see you next time.
See you guys.